Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives.
Hey gosh, you gosh, you're stacking up with the funk. With Immigrastan and I transfuse your junk. Ain't no gypsy cry superstar. With Immigrastan and I, you know who we are. Legal, illegal, normal, abnormal. The more time you save, the more time you get to kill.
From the studios of WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. I'm so glad we're able to do this session today as a Facebook Live, because to get the full effect of a Gogol Bordello live performance, it helps to see them as well as to hear them. The Gypsy Punk Band was founded here in New York by Eugene Hoots many years ago, 10 albums ago, in fact. Their 10th record, their latest, is called Seekers and Finders. But really, this is a live band, and they're unplugged today, but still ready to rock your world. With a song called Saboteur Blues, here live on Soundcheck, Gogol Bordello.
Baby, you must have heard, indeed, that scientists and the monks finally indeed agreed.
Oh, they did.
So roll over, Darwin. It's all over the news. It's the end, it's the end, it's the end.
Oh, my Saboteur Blues. No more living in a future.
No more
living in a past. Them are the two grandest bandit robbers are busted at last.
So roll over, Darwin. Hell, that card is the news. It's the end, it's the end, it's the end.
My Saboteur Blues.
C'est la fin, c'est la finale.
Saboteur Blues.
C'est la fin, c'est la finale.
Oh! Therefore I am, no longer rings the bell. Yes, he thought, therefore he was, oh yeah. He must have meant something else.
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 He must have meant something else. He must have meant something else. He must have meant something else. He must have meant something else. Saboteur Blues. Saboteur Blues. Oh, it's the end, it's the end, it's the end. It's the end, it's the end, it's the end. It's the end, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, myself, Saboteur Blues.
Hmm.
What's up, John?
That is Gogol Bordello. Eugene, good
yes,
to have
hello.
You in the band.
Yeah, thanks for having
studio.
Us again.
Eugene Hoot singing and playing guitar with Boris Pelek on guitar, more vocals, Pasha Neumer on accordion, still more vocals, Sergei Ryabtsev playing the violin, and yes, more vocals, Ashley Tobias singing, and Andrew McGovern playing trumpet. There is more to this band, Eugene, but...
Yeah, it's a large collective for sure.
This will do for today.
Uh-huh.
So Saboteur Blues, the name of the song,
mm-hmm.
From the new the record called Seekers and Finders. And the version that's on the record and online is much more kind of electric guitar oriented. You don't hear as much of the violin and the accordion sound as we did here in this unplugged setting. Was that, you know, is this album, do you feel like this is maybe a step away from the gypsy part of the gypsy punk?
Actually, the whole myth of kind of gypsy punk is really rather a myth because it's all inclusive. It can do whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sort of a playground. So every album we did, which is actually only 7 so far. Mm. Yeah.
So you don't include like the Russian record or the live album?
Oh, well, I didn't know you did this far of a research. Hey, thank you. Okay. Yeah, there are more releases for sure.
Yeah.
But technically, it's our 7th album. And every one of those albums was kind of a redefining, and the approaches were always different.
Yeah.
I mean, drastically different, in fact.
Well, you know, coining the term gypsy punk was a useful thing when the band mm-hmm. started off, because
yeah.
you were really interested in bringing the sounds of Eastern European music and especially of Roma, you mm-hmm. know, Roma or gypsy music to American and Western audiences.
Yeah, it was a huge inspiration for us. And in fact, you know, the band was always comprised of such a diverse people. So it was almost the only thread that hold us together is interest in gypsy music and very, very different forms of rock and jazz. That's like, I have no idea actually what most of the people in the band listening to, and that's kind of how I like it.
Yeah.
It's all right. There is a thread, you know, that held us together. It's that.
And what about for the new Ooh. Album? I mean, the title, Seekers and Finders, is a very, you know, kind of speaks to the modern day. There are more displaced people in the world now than at any time since World War II. There are lots of people seeking home.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all finding it. Was that on your mind when you titled the record?
Is that, I mean, it's actually, there's a lot of rage in the air in the times we're living. And so it's kind of transmuting that rage into something more heartwarming, maybe, you know. And the seeking is such a topic. It's not really geographical seeking only. There's a lot of also quite phony spirituality out there, where like there's tons of seekers and all sorts of gurus who really actually have very little idea of what they're talking about. And so it's a kind of a maybe return to, not return, but kind of a sign to address more raw spirituality and something that's less new age packaged, you know, mm-hmm. more like a new rage packaged.
New rage, yeah. Yeah. Well, now, you know, you came to this country as an immigrant. You mm-hmm. know, your family came from Ukraine after the Chernobyl disaster, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And questions of refugee status, immigration. I mean, they bedevil people in Europe and here in America. And that seems, I mean, I started this session off with just a little bit of the song called You Know Who We Are,
mm-hmm.
because that seems to kind of talk about this ongoing issue.
It's precisely all about that. And it's a kind of, when people say a refugee, or they kind of throw it all into the same hat, but there's very many different kind of refugees for very many different kind of reasons. From economical to political to just, you know, natural disaster. But trauma, a lot of times, is very unifying, you know. The trauma of immigration and trauma of displacement is really, the pain is quite, you know, is feels like that.
Right.
So
well, this country was built on that pain.
Yes, not only this country, a lot of countries were built on that.
it's certainly, there's a lot of, in the history of America, there's a lot of immigration trauma, and trauma overcome, mm-hmm. also, overcome to trauma. So this song is kind of a way to kind of maybe turning it in a semi, like a communal celebration of that once again to kill the pain.
Right.
Because music does that, and music is like, you know, our bodies have natural ability to produce painkillers, like, you know, mm-hmm. To a certain degree. And music is actually one of those things that kills it almost the best, yeah. at least for its duration, you know.
Yep. We're speaking with Eugene Hoots and listening to the band Gogol Bordello. Here with us today, Unplugged. You want to do one of the other singles from the
Would
new
love
record?
To.
All right, this is called Walking on the Burning Coal. Once again, Gogol Bordello, live on Soundcheck.
I was walking on one cloudy morning with uncertain shadow on my soul. Underneath the shadow there was yearning, be thou walking on a burning coal. I'm walking, burning, walking, as I'm walking on a burning coal. Coal, a coal, as I'm walking on a burning coal. Leave behind scenarios made for you and stay on a path to your own pole. I guess ain't no ordinary stroll gets the sailor knot in my chest undone. And the shadows leave the soul turn to ashes, turn aerial. And you don't need no one to walk you through this. Through this would be worth burial. I'm walking, burning, walking, walking on a burning coal. Is there anybody coming here to see? Is there anybody looking to heal me? I was walking on one cloudy morning with uncertain shadow on my soul. Underneath the shadow yearning, and it's easier to fall.
From the band Gogol Bordello, the song is called Walking on the Burning Coal, live performance by two-thirds of the band. It's nine at its biggest, isn't it, Eugene?
Yes, it's nine people. Fluctuates sometimes eight, sometimes nine, yeah.
Okay, we've got six of you here in the Soundcheck studio today. That is one of the songs from Seekers and Finders. So where is home for you? You're back here in New York now, right?
Yes, I'm back from Latin America.
You were in Brazil for a number of years.
Yeah, Brazil, Argentina. The center, the focus point for the band is here. We formed here, and you can't. If you want synergy in a band, it has to be kind of geographically in the same neighborhood. You know, it's really. I think that you can just see that performance becomes on the stage very synergetic. You know.
So. When you were living in Brazil, did you learn to speak Portuguese?
Some, yes. Actually, I got almost quite good at it, you know, at one point.
But so how many languages do you speak now?
Oh, perfectly only two. But, you know, picking here with Spanish, Portuguese, you know, some Romanes, and actually perfectly three. So Russian, Ukrainian, and English, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So to get back to the idea of touring, I mean, this is a touring band. I'm wondering if you've ever noticed a difference in how this music is received when you're in Europe, especially when you're in Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. From the way it's received here in America.
So there's nuances that definitely are striking. But, you know, we bewilder audiences, and they're reacting in a way that signifies bewilderment to them. So, yeah, but it's just one or another form of bewilderment. Uh-huh. So, okay, you know, in Eastern Europe, yes, there will be more, you know, furniture flying around and people, you know, trying to get up on chandeliers and tables. That's pretty much Eastern European way. Because in Eastern Europe, there is just extreme excessive potential of emotional charge, but there's absolutely no sense of rhythm.
Like, of what?
Rhythm. They don't have it. I mean, I even hardly have it.
But they have all those crazy nines and elevens and...
Is that a groove? That is a big mystery. That's Balkan, actually.
Yeah, that is Balkan.
So that's there is some different voodoo going on there. Yeah. In Eastern Europe, it's two-step, and it's basically starts slow, and it speeds up till everybody drops, like they just dropped from, you know, from massive consumption.
You're saying that's a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing. We mix, but, you know, in Brazil or Latin America, you know, in Mediterranean, it's about groove.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, and in the States, it's more about 1/4. And so there's this kind of underlying archetypal, musical engines within the audience already built it in.
So when you say, you know, people are bewildered, here in the States, maybe they used to be bewildered because you were bringing a kind of a gypsy sound that we don't have as native to our mm-hmm. country. But when you're touring through Eastern Europe, where, you know, this music comes from... Are those people bewildered because now they hear something that's familiar, but it's in this odd context?
Oh, absolutely. It's more than odd. It's more shock to them than for anybody here, really. I mean, it's long past being any kind of shock. I mean, let's face it. We have 7 albums. People know people interested in that kind of in adventurous music already know who we are, and mm-hmm. they've been following what we do, and... the hybrid keeps mutating because it's a way to teleport yourself as far as you can from this world. Hmm. You know, that's what our music is. That's what generally music is. It's a hypnotic trance.
So you don't set out with each album to say, this album's going to go in this direction. You let the music take you.
Anybody who does that is they're not really dealing they're dealing in recipes and baking cakes. When music comes to you or whoever writes music, it comes from the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's knocking on a door, and you are just there looking into the what do you call it?
The keyhole.
Keyhole, and you might be pretty scared, or you might be you don't see the full figure yet.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Oh, that's
and
an interesting
you
analogy.
Let it in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it could be quite, you know, bewildering in many different senses.
Yeah.
Well, but there is definitely, you're only there to look at the keyhole and then open the door. Uh-huh. You know, that's where music is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Well, this next song you're going to do for us comes from a record from several years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe bears some of the influence of your time in South America.
Yeah.
The song is called My Compañera. So what is this song about?
You know, every album we did, it just speaks the dynamics of our lifestyle at that particular zone. And that was particularly transcontinental and pretty difficult part of life from that point of view. So there was a lot of comings and goings, and a lot of long, very, very, very long distance relationships come up there. And it's just kind of like amalgamation of all those feelings for, it's a really great idea to go and be explorer, like, mm-hmm. you know, the city of Z, you know, the film that's now out now. It's kind of, that kind of film speaks to me because I'm sort of like that person in music and in life. But there is still it doesn't eliminate any conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be an explorer. It's still about defining, redefining the home and what it is and does it even exist and all these kind of sort of things. So that's the song, you know.
All right. Well, let's hear a live performance. The band is Gogol Bordello, going back a few years for this one called My Compañera.
Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my solidera? I'm at my final down. Ah.
We step together in a river. We trade a fever for turmoil. Last time I saw you was in the middle. So did you ever reach the soil? Where are you now, my compañera? Your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my solidera? Who took you from the nest?
Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my solidera? I'm at my final down.
I'm at my final down. Like through the muzzle came my surrender. I had to tear it off my mind. Then hypothermia took over, and suddenly I just went blind. Where are you now, my compañera? Your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my solidera? Who took you from the nest?
Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my solidera? I'm at my final down.
My final down. Eat and sleep without desire. Would you like window or aisle? Oh, miss sky you ever see. Warrior that's more fragile. Jet lag, hangover, malnutrition. You can't fly in this condition. And if no one intervenes, out of the window is my mission.
Now, my compañera, your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my solidera? Who took you from the nest? Where are you now, my compañera? I'm getting bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my solidera? I'm at my final down.
Oh, I'm at my final down. I'm at my final down.
Gogol Bordello live on Soundcheck with the song My Compañera. Playing for us here in the studio, the new record called Seekers and Finders. And Eugene, do you see this as, you were talking before about, you know, turning rage into something else. Do you see this as an optimistic record in a dark time?
Oh, I don't know what the difference between optimism and pessimism, actually. I really don't. A lot of times people think that they somehow consider us spirited as very optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Actually, it's, I think if you're in any kind of a adequate league of thinking, being optimist is cool, it's all right, you know. But it's kind of it's a seasonal thing. I think that it fluctuates, and this record is the most complete in a sense of dynamics. It encapsulates, you know, all of our kind of seeking and finding, and essentially more than anything, persevering. You know, that's what Walking on a Burning Coal is really about. It's about rite of passage. It's about perseverance. That's really all we have. I guess music has got those vitamins that every time you make an album, you feel like, oh, I'm still scratching the surface.
Huh.
Let's dig in into this surface and give it all we got. And that's pretty much the process of it, you know.
Yeah. And then you get to do it every night live, which, you know, you talk about scratching beneath the surface.
Well, this every night, that would be quite ambitious. We're not that good. 100 nights a year when the record comes out. That's already a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. Well, once again, Gogol Bordello, they've been playing for us here in the studio today. Eugene, to you and the band, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on the new record.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Definitely. Definitely, thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Let's get crazy!
That Soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.
Control, break free, get your flying pig.